Hey, I have a question, guys. Can you guys hear me?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
So I did the test again, and I scored a little bit higher. What's a neural spectra?
Say it again.
What's the neural spectra?
You don't have Google.
What score did you get?
Now I scored 4 points higher.
Oh,
24.
Okay. Yeah, that's like low average. Like it's between Asperger's and between normal. So low average. So it's okay.
I was still very confused, but I improved my score a little bit. Especially the neural spectra.
Did you memorize the faces so you could be not autistic?
I don't know. I just know that I improved my score, but I'm still very confused. And I know that the neural spectra went up a lot.
Oh, you mean
80%.
You mean neutral. It just means neutral expressions. Like you have a spectrum of faces, like severely negative would be like very angry expressions, and then severely positive would be like joyous, euphoric, horny, whatever. And then in the middle, you would have things like apathy or whatever, like sort of
the
range.
Yeah, the neutral ones were very easy, I guess. I improved a lot on those.
I was very poor at understanding when a woman might be like aroused. When I did that test, that was like my knowledge gap.
Yes, they all seem aroused.
Dude, that's a big problem in real life. That's why I've developed like this meanness. Because if I'm not mean, people think I'm flirting with them.
Well, no, like Gustavo, he was saying that every woman looked aroused to him. Like every single woman is constantly aroused to him.
I'm saying,
but in my case, like none of the women looked aroused to me. I got none of those.
Oh.
I could not pick up on it.
Well, you refused to see it due to your own vows.
Xin, are you aware that like most men are deprived of compliments and physical touch? So whenever they get it, they think that it's, you know, flirting.
Yeah, I just have noticed like this seems to be a theme you have to be careful of when you're a woman.
Yeah, of course. Most men do not give compliments to other men, and they don't hug each other, and they don't rub each other's shoulders. So imagine if a guy who doesn't have it often, or he doesn't spend a lot of time with female friends who do it on a friendly way, when they get to spend with the girl, and then she does these things, and especially if it's a one-on-one setting, they get the mixed signals. And that's a bit of a problem, because sometimes, quite often, people don't communicate directly because, well, communicating directly just seems blunt and takes away some of the, you know, playfulness of it. But that also leads to miscommunication and confusion.
Wait, what do you mean? Like men don't give compliments to other men? I feel like that.
Well, it's not like you're gonna meet with your guy friends in a circle and then you're gonna sit 15 minutes like female friends and say, "Oh, yeah, I'm so pretty today. Like, oh, did you do your nails?"
So
yeah.
Wrong.
But
no,
I feel like guy like compliments are more like. They're more focused on achievements rather than, you know, looks or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
but you don't do achievements every day. And girls get showered with compliments every day for the smallest little thing.
That's not true either. That's
how often as a guy do you get compliments for nice nails or cool outfits or a very nice haircut? You will not often as an average guy hear this randomly on the street or from a stranger. Almost never. Barely in a friend circle, you know, like so that's what leads it. And then you get to spend time with someone who likes to uplift people. And if it's a one-on-one setting and that's it's a female. And if you're not used to it, a lot of men, they immediately think, oh, she must be into me because, well, no one ever does this for me. And this is so unusual. I'm getting treated so much better than regularly. And they make up some thoughts in their head. So, I mean,
I agree with that. I have many friends that are like pure chads. Like the dudes are gorgeous and they have no idea they think they're ugly. It's the saddest thing ever. The only thing I disagree with is like culturally, we're in an era where because the men are so starved, they're mean to women. So like pretty women do not get showered. Quite the contrary. Like pretty women get told how ugly they are because the men feel a need to like let them know that they shouldn't be confident. Like,
do you know why why do you think the guys don't recognize how hot they are? It's probably because of like terrible, cruel psychological damage done to them at a formative part of their life, like maybe an awkward stage of their life that they don't progress beyond, usually done to them by the girls who would like reject them, call them disgusting, and et cetera, et cetera. And at some point they undergo this transformation into a handsome swan of a man, but their mental pathways like aren't updated because there's no, like, there's not really like an affirmation available to them where there's not like the, hey, you, wow, you're really wearing that beret well, or whatever the girls say to each other. I don't know, like helps them to realize they've updated.
I think it's more likely what Disclosure was saying, in that like women get compliments from women, from their friends, but men don't get compliments from other men. I'd have to see, like, I guess I'm open to the idea that women are going around like traumatizing men and calling them ugly, but I've never seen this in real life. And also from like a biological standpoint, I can't see that. Like, I'd have to see some statistics, because from what I understand, like, women have more hormones running through them in general that would make them more empathetic and less likely to go around calling people ugly. But I mean, I'm open to it. I'd just be more prone to believe that it's like a cultural thing among men and their friends, and that it is true that women seem to be more like, hey, you're gorgeous, you're beautiful. And I don't see the same behavior in men with their friends.
Yeah, I think it was a very good remark that someone said, that men usually congratulate each other on achievements. So, like, as a guy, you were more often hear someone, let's say you play football or a video game, and they'll say, oh, cool shit, or oh, that was awesome. But then, but that's an achievement, right? That's something that it's not that you're going to get for nothing. Whereas, but just for wearing, you know, a nice outfit or something like that, you will not have a group of boys giving each other compliments how pretty they look. Probably if you say that as a guy to another friend, like, oh, you look very pretty today, like, you'll have other five guys calling you gay for the rest of the day. So that's also, I don't know, maybe it's just a societal, no, cultural thing.
That's completely untrue. Like, you sound Swedish. Are you Swedish?
No.
All right. Have you never had a guy like compliment you?
Yeah, of course. But what I'm talking about in the middle school or high school, at you in a group of, it's one on one as a guy, you can give, as a one on one as a guy, you can also, you know, talk. You can talk some topics like, you can ask someone about like skincare and all these type of things. But you will see that in high school or middle school, if there's like a group of guys, someone will be afraid to bring up this topic, because, like, you know, as a teenage boy, you start talking about grooming or taking care of yourself, you might be called out as gay. Like, you know what I mean? So it's not, it's men are much more roughed up. They don't give each other compliments. And then, like you said, it's more for achievements, cool stuff doing, but not walking around.
No, but I feel like I've been like, several guys have been like, oh, your eyes are so fucking blue. Like, but they're like extremely straight, like the most straight guys you could find, probably. Like, they're,
What?
Are you sure about that?
I feel like if you're so like self-assured in your sexuality, you have no issues. Like,
yo, bro, those eyes, those are like diamond blue. Yo, bro,
I'm drowning. Bro, I'm drowning
in those eyes. I'm lost. Yo, and not in a gay way, dude. Yeah, I don't know about that. The last time that I was complimented by another man. When a random guy, I had just gotten to this area where I am, I just gotten there, and I was in a store, and a guy came up and like complimented my shirt and my shoes and made some comment, like, because I was wearing like some ratty hiking shoes I had because I lived in a muddy area. They're like, oh, you must be like really outdoorsy, you're wearing shoes like that. I was just trying to be friendly, because my wife often criticizes me for not being friendly. So I'm like, maybe this is the culture around here. I'm in an area where people are known to be friendly and kind of missionary. So I thought, okay, I'll be friendly. And then the guy like, well, I should get your number. Maybe we can hang out sometime, or blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, I don't know. Maybe he's a neighbor, I don't know. So I give him my number and he calls me up. He invites me out to like a coffee place. We sit down to chat. He starts talking to me about how he likes that I have like some business background, and he tries to have a small circle of entrepreneurs that like he that he's trying to cultivate, and maybe he can introduce me to one from his network, and he like name drops this guy, and the guy lives in another state, and he wants me to read a certain book and all this. And I'm like, I get out of there, I'm like, what the hell did I just waste my time for? Like, I'm going through like a really busy transition in my life. And then my wife tells me that, oh no, he's one of those guys. I'm like, what guys? And it turns out that in this area, there's these guys that are around there, like the nice shirt guys. And I don't know what exactly they're selling or trying to get you to sell, but it seems to be like a multi-level marketing type thing where their entire technique is to compliment the clothes that you're wearing and like knock you off guard. And my wife's cousin in the same area will be like, oh dude, I got hit by those guys twice. Like one time he's like, he was wearing like a literal, like a Mario costume or something. Like it looked like a Mario shirt or a Luigi shirt, cause he had one to match with his son, and he's wearing a Mario outfit. And the guy's like, oh man, what great shirt. That's such a great shirt. Let me talk to you about this. And he's like, what do you think about my hat? Cause he's wearing like the full on like Mario hat at the same time. And the guy's like, oh,
Jesus Christ, I'm trying to eat dinner. You're making me choke on my food laughing. God damn.
And one time, my wife was in like a store, and a woman came up and started complimenting her shirt. And it was like this old shirt she was wearing just because she was getting stuff done. And she's like, oh, that's such a great shirt. So like when I do get complimented, I feel like it's an attack. Like people want something from me.
Yeah.
It's not right. It's the order of the universe is right.
That's the thing. Like you'll probably are suspicious now. Whenever someone comes to you, tells you something nice, your probably first thought is, "What do you want from me?"
Yeah, and so I was at like a thrift store, right? I was at a thrift store, and there's a guy wearing like a crusty old like heavy metal shirt, and then there's like a well dressed nerdy looking guy in a suit, chatting him up over by the broken appliances that they're trying to sell for too much. And he's like, oh, that's such a great shirt, man. Such a great shirt. Woo. And I hear them resolving their conversation. And the guy's like, yeah, you just call me. I'll give you a call sometime and blah, blah, blah. So it was clearly the same circle of nice shirt people. They're not going to get me twice.
It's not, or at least, I don't know, maybe like the women in the top percentile have like a better experience, but like, it's not all roses and rainbows from the feminine perspective either. Like, I don't think that men realize kind of culturally what's going on with women. Like, most of my life, I've been very, very adamantly convinced that I'm a 4 out of 10. I've just like assumed this because of the way that men have talked to me. But like, It was only, I think, recently that I realized, like, oh, I'm way more attractive than I thought I was. These people are just, like, really mean. Like, there's definitely a cultural hatred towards women right now where these guys go around feeling like they need to, like, stifle the confidence of women. And I'm kind of pissed because I feel like I could have been living as a hot girl or, like, a marginally hot girl at least. And I haven't. I've been like,
you are 9 out of 10 in India. You are 9 out of 10.
I'm not a 9 out of 10.
That's not a fucking compliment.
The way that I actually realized.
Can I interject real quick?
No, I know objectively what I am to the point where now when dudes call me ugly, it's like, yeah, but I know what I am. Like, I've had facial analysis with AI, and they're really fucking mean. I don't recommend any of you do it because they're not nice.
Cage is trying to say something. Huh? Cage is trying to say something. Can you hear? Cage, go ahead.
Yo, look. Yeah. As someone who before I got into this crypto space, like, I was a person who was heavily outside. I threw parties, all different types of events. I'm a real people person, so I kind of get the gist of like what's going on outside between men and women. And what's really happening is that it's a lot of fraudulent activity happening. It just is what it is. You're just going to get a different experience with men, the same thing with women, on Web3 than you would in IRL. Like, okay, you can look like a 8, 9, 10 on the internet. Anybody could do that. They got filters. They got freaking shit. You could just be a motherfucking JPEG and get love from somebody. It's so weird now. So it's like when people have these misconceptions on the internet where it's like, oh, no, men are mean and they really want to just lower your confidence. It's not necessarily even that. It's just that maybe you're not that guy's cup of tea. You know, it's all really perspective. Like, you could be a 2 to me, but a 10 to somebody else, or a 10 to me and a 2 to somebody else. It just depends on who you're talking to.
There's some level of that, but unfortunately, like most, and I would say it is unfortunate. I don't like it because it creates a world of vanity, which no one wants. But most of beauty is objective.
Like, yeah, because it's like,
I'd say 80% of it is objective, and then maybe 20%, and that's very generous. 20% is like up to your taste.
I think we've pretty much mapped out
what makes someone physically attractive or not.
I honestly think the percentage difference is way higher. I think it's more even than we like to think, just because of our perception of all of our own realities. Like, you can, if I ask you a question, like, name 1,000 people, like say 1,000 names that you know personally. I don't think that many people could do that. Like, I feel like I could definitely do that, maybe 2-3 times over. Just start naming names of people that I know, people that I've had real interactions with, people I've built with, people I've made money with, people I've laughed at, people I've fought, people, just a whole plethora of people. You know what I'm saying? And everyone doesn't have that same experience. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if you think that it's a lot of people, that it's a lot of men that feel that way about women, I'd argue that maybe you don't even know as much people as you thought, because it's 8 to 9 billion people on this planet. Like, we don't know most of the men. None of us know most of the men or most of the women. I don't even like to use words like that, because it just doesn't, it's not accurate enough. That's more of like a feeling than a fact. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. And I'm going to take your word for it, because with those big, gorgeous, dark brown eyes of yours, they're like liquid pools of black and brown. Like, I just bet that you can see so much about humanity. You are very wise. Just, I'd love to shake hands with the wisdom angel in your eyes, man. You know, so it's good to hear your perspective on this one.
I don't know any character like Grin, except for on this app.
Actually, I am 0 out of 10.
Like, I don't think I've ever seen a 0 out of 10 before. What is that?
Check the
profile. Like, what are you, Vikram? Are you like a Jiran Powell? Are you like a burn victim or something, or what?
Yeah, that would be probably something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what happened?
Like roadkill.
I am 75 years old, and nobody gives me shit, and I am still virgin.
Yeah, I can see how that's a problem.
Even like a 0 out of 10 to you, it might be a 10 out of 10 to someone or something else. Like, for example, in Florida, there's these bufo toads that hop along the roads, and they commonly get run over. They're famous for being psychedelic. And you'll see one that's been flattened to like a 1/4 inch or 1/8 inch from being run over so many times, and yet another bufo toad will come along and hump that thing.
Jesus Christ, is that a thing?
What really? On earth?
That's true. 100% true fact of South Florida living.
Man, that's a mind fuck right there. Like, I have to digest that for like maybe half an hour or something, and like, because that changes my life a little bit.
I don't know if it's like a chemical release thing. I cannot understand but it happens and it's natural.
There's this thing where like people have been studying, we've been having this discussion about different people's attraction, etc. I know people have been studying different things about sexuality, but necrophilia when it comes to cross species, like monogamy, you know how they say penguins, they have monogamous relationships. Apparently necrophiliac is something that's common in the frogs.
Citizen, I have a question for you. Why you are so weird, man?
Yeah. That we'll never answer that question. But the thing is that, like, imagine for a minute, all right, so you have like people that have sex with goats and things. What about people that want to have sex with dead goats? That's like a necrophilia / bestiality. That would be like really, really extreme. Like,
Did you just say bestiality?
Yeah, like a bestiality / necrophiliac combo.
Are you saying bestiality?
Yeah, it means bestiality.
Bestiality, whatever. like, you know what I mean? Like,
it's the best.
It's just, bro, it's a sign of a continually evolving brain throughout adulthood.
My girlfriend.
The only thing he could say was bro. He's like, what?
My girlfriend fucks a goat every single night because I'm the motherfucking goat.
Why is it Citizens Dawn is categorized as being strange just for merely remarking that there are some species that engage in necrophilia? But I mean, this guy, Gustavo, can trumpet, you know, bestiality, necrophilia, and all of a sudden he's just accepted by the group. This is, again, maybe what Zintani is, a point for Zintani. How Zintani awarded 1 point.
Speaking of bestiality, I'm just here to tell Bikram that I think he's very handsome with those deep brown eyes, that square jawline, and less body fat than a king cobra. I think you're a sight to behold, Bikram, and I just wanted to offer you my support.
Did you know that obesity is actually one of the leading causes of death in snakes that are that people have? What is the word for that? Like, as pets? Did you know that?
Pet
yeah,
snakes.
they get fat.
That's it.
And they die.
Well, he has less body fat than a skinny king cobra. Let's put it that way.
No, I was just saying it as like a side comment because I had no idea. But yeah, apparently, because it's so hard to tell if the snake is fat because most of the fat is like in their shit. So like,
I like how Drew adjusted his compliment though, just to make sure that Bikram doesn't die.
Yes, I also have 6-pack dick, you know, 6-pack penis.
Lovely.
We still haven't figured out how to get Citizen Don from referring to himself in the third person.
Yeah, we're working on that. We'll get there one day, but until then, Citizen Don will have to.
Here we are taking like autistic eye tests and shit, and Citizen Don is proof that you don't need an autism test to figure out if someone's autistic.
That's true.
People overfeed their pets, man. Like, I was talking to someone.
Have you seen Americans themselves and statistics about them? Obesity rate is over 40%.
I take the health of my pets really, really seriously. I've done a lot of studying, and I remember like this guy was like, "You're abusing your dog," because I feed her once a day. But when you look at the studies, you should not be feeding your dogs twice a day, and you should not be overfeeding your dogs. Like, it's dangerous for their health. And when I take her into the vet, they're always asking me like, "How she's like in perfect health?" It's like, yeah, because everyone's overfeeding their pets. It's like damaging. You want to talk about abuse?
This happens to humans too. There are people eat so many carbs that they're pooping like 3 times a day, and they're being told that that's like a normal, healthy gut. That is not a normal, healthy gut.
I'm literally eating carbs right now.
Are you literally pooping 3 times right now as well?
Literally.
Wow. Like when I went to a keto diet, I was stunned.
Are we going down the bowel health?
Yeah, I was stunned to find that I was only going to the bathroom like once every 3 days or so because there was no like bulk, no false bulk to it.
That seems extremely unhealthy.
Well, you weren't eating any fibers whatsoever. You know, you're only supposed to eat fiber, right? Like you can eat fibers just fine.
Yeah, but even so, the amount of it.
Shitting, like one time a day. You should be shitting.
No.
I feel like you're doing keto wrong then.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't doing keto wrong. I was losing weight, maxing health and muscle gain. I was thinking faster.
There's no
way. Running faster. Complimenting better.
I also only eat one time a day. Like, there's so many studies on this. I feel like culturally we're.
Yeah, intermittent fasting, absolutely.
Yeah, like your animals should be eating once a day. You should. Well, actually, recently I changed my cat over. He eats twice a day because he's very old. But
Zani, do you have like an automatic feeder for your cat?
No, I feed him.
Just so you don't, because you can like literally dial that shit in to like give them the exact dose of whatever nutrients they need.
Oh no, I don't feed him hard food because I'm like really on his health right now.
Do you ever tell him that he's handsome? Do you ever
those automatic food dispensers for like Americans? Good. Just so like that would probably make the fucking obesity problem go away overnight. Like
Speaking of this obesity problem with Americans, I really wish Noob were here, because my German cousins, aunts and uncles, every single time I visit, make a point of consistently telling me for the entire fucking trip how fat Americans are. But it turns out Germany's the second fattest country on Earth. So fuck that.
Is it actually?
It was for years, yeah.
Wait, I thought Mexico was the fattest.
It may have changed. I think Egypt's up there now, but for the decades that I've gone there and heard this rhetoric from them, Germany was the second highest BMI, body mass index.
Maybe they're projecting, Drew.
Drives me fucking crazy. My cousin Harold works at a factory that manufactures like ergonomic office furniture. And he made a point of showing me that there's a separate section for manufacturing the larger American furniture, because we're all fat. And I'm like, dude, like, you're not a stellar example yourself.
You are not gonna believe me. In my place, if you are not fat, you will not consider as good looking person.
I love Bollywood films because the women, they're not fat, but they're like, they've just got their little tummies, and they have their little tummies out, and they look like healthy women.
And like, Indians out of all people should be averse to getting like obese, because they already have like a genetic predisposition to like stroke and heart attacks. So like,
it has to do with like, there are giant swaths of India that are famine, where with beggar children and people who are like literally dying from starvation, and maybe it's because of the caste they were born into, and that's just their lot in this lifetime. You think that's
the cause of their heart attacks? Like, they're
no, famine? I think that's the cause of them being attracted to people with some pudge, because it's a sign that they actually are eating and can sustain a diet for whoever they marry or partner.
Right.
Yeah, there are other places where like obesity or at least weight gain was considered a mark of like the rich. If you look at, wasn't like Victorian era England and stuff like that, kind of like that too, or people who had some. There have been times in history in the West where pudgier people were associated with nobility and wealth, because they actually could consistently eat.
Middle and upper class India is getting pretty fucking fat though, for sure.
Yeah, have you guys seen like the fucking owner of the Adani Group or whatever? That guy's carrying some fucking pounds.
It's a scam, bro.
The Adani Group?
Adani Group is a scam. And
what? A few offshore companies like boost his own stock? That's, I mean, that you're in a crypto group here.
Yes. And if you totally review this company, you can see there is no innovation, and there is only market manipulations, and they just play the nationality games and the politicians and bribing this shit. And you can check the last 6 months, and they manipulate the markets, and they like, you know, the stock dumped back to like 60 or 70%, then again they back to the politicians, they provided them funds, and they again back their same resources. And this is a full scam, you know. This company is not going
to, like, does it matter, because it's like a systemically like critical security to like the nation of India. So like it even if it's a giant Ponzi scheme, it cannot fail. It's not like
it is just like a number. You know, GDP is going up like a 4 trillion, and you can see, but this type of companies and monopolistic in nature, that will not help the sustainable growth of the nations and the citizens.
Before we go off into the deep end about Indian like sub-politics, Ruben, were you going to say something?
According to the most recent data on Wikipedia, which is not particularly recent, and out of 195 countries ranked on the international obesity rating, America is currently 19, and it earns that position as, 19? No, 13 at 42% body fat, which is a shift from 42.1% body fat in 2016. Germany is 95. They're 95, and in 2016 they were like slightly above 95. Just doing a little fact checking because I'm a nerd.
Go back a little further in the data, because I had
go back further than 2016, yeah. My guy.
Yeah, yeah. I had this conversation with Harold in 2009. So
okay. Yeah. All right. I guess they've been slimming up, huh?
Yeah. Perhaps. Sounds like something to do, though, right?
We're slimming up probably the Ozempic effect. It's probably Ozempic and tirzepatide.
They have no money left after paying for electricity. Mm-hmm.
Dude, I wanted to get on that Ozempic shit, but then I realized, did you know, like, one of the side effects is that your breath smells like rotten eggs? Like, no thanks. I'll just keep going to the gym.
Have you ever met anyone that's in ketosis? Their breath will literally smell like acetone.
Yeah, I was going to ask Grin about that. It tastes pretty fucking awful, doesn't it? Keto diet.
I've got some stuff that was supposed to help you keep your energy levels up, like while you're on keto. It's supposedly developed for like the military or whatever crap people put on nutritional supplements. Literally like liquid acetone.
Yeah, I went.
So it smells like acetone. It is acetone.
Exactly.
The liquid acetone. Like, do you mean like gashes or because it's?
No, it's like a liquid.
You smell it's. You have ketones literally in your breath in really small part per million quantity, right? But that's literally what it is. It's bad smell, bad taste.
I was on keto for years. You're telling me my breath smells bad?
Yeah, all you have to do is put your
did I just palm not
over
know?
Your mouth and then inhale. You'll smell the acetone immediately.
I don't remember ever experiencing that. I've always been told my breath smells good, so I don't.
Did you live with anyone at the time? Because they will, if they go into your room, they will immediately be.
Really?
Did you fucking just?
That is my biggest fear. Is I'm really on my personal hygiene, because if someone ever looks at me and is like, "You smell bad," I can't imagine hearing a worse thing. So
once your body stabilizes, it's fine. It true. Happens after you go into ketosis for the first time. You start burning a lot of fat really fast, and it's a side effect of that. Once the body stabilizes, you're fine.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that makes sense. Because when I first went into keto, it was forever ago, and I don't think I was going out much.
Yeah, but you can. I mean, it's pretty obvious. It's pretty drastic. Like, your morning breath is 100,000 times worse when you start ketosis. I mean, it's
even after you stabilize, though.
Surely. I mean, I only for a month and a half. So
no, because there are breath tests that you can use to tell that you're in ketosis, and some places will sell those to people so they could track their diet progress. But once they're on it long enough, those breath tests don't work anymore. But for the same reason, just kind of normalizes out. So no, it's not a lasting problem.
Yeah, I thought it was always piss tests, urine samples.
If you're doing it to be skinny and pretty, it's counterproductive if it makes you socially difficult to be around. Plus, with all the dietary constrictions. So for the keto diet, you really need to nail it down carefully. But if you're always going to be miserable at restaurants, and if you're always going to stink like shit, maybe just lower the carbs and up the cardio instead.
Yeah, exactly. No, ketosis is, I don't think, has anyone in here... Or is anyone in here on keto right now and has been able to sustain it for 5+ years? Because it's impossible.
I did.
Did you gain back the weight after you stopped it?
That's what everyone does. But I was living.
Thing.
No. But I was living in keto. Most of my life, I've been doing keto, and I'd say as far as being miserable to be around, I feel like it definitely stabilized me emotionally. And just everything was better. I'm going back on it.
Yeah, you feel great because you're essentially forced into eating shit that isn't ultra processed, right? But it
you don't have the afternoon crash you normally would.
Yeah, that 4 p.m. crash just disappears.
You're also not flooded with serotonin in your gut or whatever. Probably people think that serotonin reverses depression, but there's a different line of thinking that serotonin actually worsens depression and creates it, and related to excess gut serotonin from eating too many carbs and foods like that. And there is some evidence that that's the case. And I think once you go on to ketosis and you're not building up all this excess serotonin, you're not feeling as sleepy You're not as numb. You're not as tired. You're not as angry. You're not as cranky. So this diet will treat people who have seizures. This diet will treat people who have autism and improve them on like a variety of measures. So, and attention deficit, supposedly it can help to some degree as well. A lot of people feel like they think more clearly, and it seems to be not just because you're not eating crap, but just because like literally you're not eating the traditional American diet, which includes like so many carbs.
Yeah, I think I'm not like an advocate for keto. Like I never run around saying you should do keto, but I realized like as soon as I moved to America that I do not metabolize carbs the way that other Americans do. And maybe it's because I'm not from here. I don't fucking know. But my body is not built for the American diet. It's just not.
Wait, where are you from?
Well, that's why I'm confused, because I don't know if it's more genetic or that I grew up eating another diet, because I grew up in Sweden before I came to America.
The American diet's bad for fucking everything.
You grew up in Sweden. When did you get to America?
When I was 13. So, like, as soon as I got here, I got fat. Yeah, really it's
complete,
fat.
Completely and, different culture, different distance of supply chain. Sorry. Supply
it was so confusing because I was like, I have no idea why I'm so fat. I'm eating the exact same thing as everyone around me. I'm working out exactly the same amount as everyone else. And I realized, like, a Coke or like soda obliterates me. Like, I'm sick. I'm like, I get really, really fat, really fast. It's just not. But other people here, I'm not saying everyone, but I've noticed like there are definitely people living here that can eat like a pizza and they're fine.
You're totally right about that. This is my opinion. I'm Ecuadorian, just so you guys know. And you're not wrong. You're completely right about that, because my sister, for example, she married a Caucasian, white. And he was extremely tolerant, and him and his family, his aunt and everyone, were tolerant to sugar a lot. And they could just eat fast food often and not get diabetes. And for example, me, I need to constantly work out. But no, I'm saying you're right. And family members that have come to visit me the same way, they feel the same way. And that's why, I mean, I don't know the science behind this, so please don't be like,
bro. I think that's a little bit more individual genetics. I don't think.
Yeah, that as well. Thing. Yeah,
but feel free to call it gringos.
Let me be honest with you. My mouth smell like shit, and it is told by my ex girlfriend.
Have you checked for tonsil stones? Because that's like nasty. You should clear out tonsil stones if you have tonsils.
Listen, Bikram, I think your breath is just fine, and I think that your Rubenesque build is beautiful.
No, Bikram, seriously, take like a makeup brush or something, open your mouth and like put a flashlight in there and push against your tonsils. And if white shit comes out, your breath probably smells awful. You need to get that out.
Are you talking about pus?
Everyone should get rid of their tonsil stones. I can smell when people like, I have a thing about smells, man, and people do not like take care of their oral hygiene, and people don't get rid of their tonsil stones. If you have tonsils, you probably have holes in your tonsils, and bacteria accumulates in there and it makes your breath disgusting. You'd need to clear those.
Absolutely. It's exactly like dog shit, you know.
Yeah, Bikram, go into a mirror right now, get a flashlight, get some sort of utensil and push against your tonsils. And if white shit comes out, just keep pushing against them.
Yellow shit?
Get him out.
White. What color did you say? Yellow or white shit?
They're like whitish yellow. Sometimes I get them and it's like the most disgusting fucking thing ever. It makes me hate being a human. Like, it's so fucking gross. I hate myself. But yeah, it's just something that happens. Like, if you have tonsils, you need to clean that shit. If you like regularly use mouthwash, it will, you know, if you like gargle and stuff, it'll stop it from being so severe. But if you have tonsils, you'll probably still get them. Like, you need to clear them out every once in a while. And if you've never done it, you're in for a surprise. That's why I'm saying go do it right now. Like, I'm telling you probably have a ton of shit in there.
It feels like a superpower, you know. I can literally kill anybody with my breath.
Yeah, that's like, disgusting. You need to floss your teeth. You need to floss your teeth. You need to get rid of your tonsil stones and brush your teeth and use mouthwash right now.
And then call Zintani once you're clean and ready.
Yeah, I'll give you a sniff test. Maybe. Actually, that's just disgusting. I hate that. No, you need to figure it out yourself, Bikram. But you should. I mean, this is like one of the things I'm very passionate about is people don't realize how much their breath stinks. Like people really think that if they don't floss their teeth is going to hide the stench. It's like not real. Like people's general area smells like shit. It's disgusting. It makes me want to barf. And it's common. Like you don't have to live that way. You don't have to be disgusting.
Do you guys like to fast in the mornings?
I honestly don't understand how people can eat in the mornings. Like, how the fuck do you have any appetite?
Okay. I like to fast in the morning, and I find it very, I don't know, edifying. I think it helps a lot. I do it almost every day, and I was wondering if it's a, you know, normal thing, but it seems to help.
I just read an article, I'm not sure how valid it is, but that because I also am not hungry in the morning, but it's indicative of a blood sugar problem. If you're not hungry in the morning, like there's something, hold on, let me try and find it. Because I remember reading for these types of people that eat later in the day, when they do eat, their blood sugar goes fucking haywire. It's like some hormonal imbalance or something.
I mean, I like to work out on an empty stomach, like as soon as I work, as I wake up or before I go to sleep, I wait until a couple hours until my food has completely digested. And I find it very beneficial in everything. I mean, that's when I go and deep dive into like crypto projects. I like to do it either when I'm fasting. I don't know why, but I feel like it's boosting my abilities.
Are you married, brother? Are you married, safe investor, whatever the name?
Yes, I am.
Then you have to do all the protocols, otherwise you will not get laid, you know?
I have what?
You know, I mean, you have to clean, neat and clean, you have to remain. Like, I am single, I don't need to clean my mouth, it's like superpower, you know? I can literally divine away people with the smell of my mouth.
Bikram, you can die from that. You can die from periodontal disease.
So can they. I think that's what he's trying to say.
Bikram, don't be that guy. There's so many. There's so many of that guy. Don't be him, Bikram. You're better than that.
Bikram's totally better. He's going back to India to fight for the Indian continent. I don't know if you heard this, Sintani.
No, he's from Hawaii.
I'm from Wakanda.
Yeah, he's the Federal Reserve Chair.
Yes, exactly.
I just need to say it again for anyone that didn't hear it. If you do not floss your teeth, I promise you, everyone knows, okay? Everyone knows. They're just not telling you.
Lies, and Tani. Nobody knows I don't floss my teeth.
I can tell when I take an Uber and the guy doesn't floss his teeth. The guy driving.
You're making this up. Immediately. You're making this up.
I'm not.
Let me tell you.
It's a thing. It's some more than others, right? Like, sounds like Zintani's a little more sensitive than many.
No, I floss perception my teeth every advanced. Day, and sometimes that shit stinks. Like, if you are not flossing,
what I'm
your
saying
teeth,
is that I can't smell when people don't floss their teeth. I have zero sense of whether they do or not.
I love okay.
Unless everybody does, women, and I have just haven't noticed.
Women have better eyesight and probably better smell than men. So everyone in here should be aware of that.
Reasonable.
If you're struggling with women, instead of like going the incel route and thinking that maybe you're just really ugly, maybe you just smell really bad. That's
if you won't
way
take
more
it,
likely.
Bros, if you won't take it from her, I understand. But take it from me, a bro, she's right. Women do have a better sense of smell
and they better eyesight than men. They definitely do. And it's probably protective because, like, when pregnant, a woman has to protect, like, her child from toxicities and so on. And because, like, the baby will die first. If the baby's in a room of toxic gas, it'll act as, like, a sink for the mother. It might save the mother's life. There have been mothers who've lived through carbon monoxide because the baby died and gathered up all the gases and whatever, right? So maybe for that reason, women have a very strong sense of smell. And that can grow and wane.
I guarantee there's data.
Yeah, there's
I guarantee there's data.
100%.
Like, we should check out the data before inferring selective pressure on the historic. By the way, women have more cones and rods.
Women definitely have better eyesight, but I would suspect they also have better sense of smell. But I'm just saying this because it's important. I'm telling you, as a woman, every time I go out to the bar, the number one reason that I am rejecting men is not that they're short or they don't have a nice jaw or whatever other, or they're not muscly enough. It's because they stink. They're leaning over and they're talking and breathing on me, and they don't have any idea how bad they smell.
Do you think you have an oversensitivity to this?
No, I think men are not taking care of their fucking teeth. And I don't
when you said you were like autism adjacent, I feel like you have like something about smells that is like
I know multiple women who have a similar experience.
I can smell his tonsil stones. I'm so attracted to him. I want to kiss him. I want his tonsil stones and bacteria from not flossing all up in my mouth. Like, tell me a single woman.
No, but like, okay, I'm kind of mentally lagged here. I've never had tonsil stones or know what they look like. Is it like just like?
Do you have tonsils? Did you remove them?
Yeah, I have tonsils. I haven't had.
Okay, go get a flashlight, go to your bathroom, put the flashlight in your mouth, take an instrument of some sort that's not like sharp.
But what you're describing, like this like white, yellow, whatever pus-like thing that's coming out, isn't that, like, that would be indicative of like an infection?
Listen, I'm telling you, like, this is why, this is why I'm speaking. I'm like doing the service of God. You guys need to know this. If you have tonsils, you probably have tonsil stones. Get that shit out of your mouth. It is making your breath stink.
I have tonsils and I don't have stinky breath.
You don't know it because you're always inhaling your own breath. So you don't know, but I'm telling you right now, go look in the mirror, push against them hard. And if white stuff comes out, I'm telling you, you are actively repelling women around you. And this will be an explanation for you if you struggle with women. I'm telling you, I promise.
Who would have thought we'd have this conversation among a bunch of developer bros?
Yeah,
I'm saving the world.
Honestly, it's very helpful for sometimes you just need to get out of VS Code and into the tonsil stuff.
You know, I agree with
that. Tony's a consultant.
Because I'm telling you, like, I take very good care of my personal hygiene, and I get them. Like, even though I floss every day, sometimes it smells bad. So if I'm doing it every single day and it still sometimes stinks, you guys need to get on that shit because it.
No, Tommy, you're wrong. How about if you're doing it every single day and your breath is still smelling? Maybe you're your science is wrong.
Oh my God.
I would like to offer my services as a breath tester for the three easy payments for $49.95. I will check it out.
Maybe it's the keto diet.
So Zintani, when you're at a bar and you see a guy that is like really hot, he's got like a good jawline and like, you know, he's fit and he's everything you wanted, but then he has bad breath. You don't like ever think to yourself like, man, I could fix him. Like, you know how women or like men do like, I could fix her.
Yeah.
No, that's my number one thing is if someone smells good, I'm way more likely to be attracted to them. And I already have, like, when I see Chads, I'm already less attracted to a Chad. Like, a Chad has to do way more.
Yeah, but, like, you can't, like, fix stupid. You can't fix, like, a lot of things, but you could fix bad breath. Like, you could like, help them brush their teeth and, like, floss for them.
Disgusting. Yeah. I cannot. Literally, think about what you're saying. Like, sexual attraction.
Playing a different game, my friend.
Would you fix me? Like, would you brush my teeth?
Would you pop Steffi's tonsil?
Tonsil rock.
No, I don't have the. I don't have the fixer thing.
I think it's a clever date idea.
Then it's like
brush his teeth.
Then you're like, you could say like everything else is pretty good, but your breath fucking sucks. But I'm gonna tie your ass down and brush your teeth for you.
I would never do get that. In there with like some floss,
maybe like a water pick.
You could
maybe like a laser.
Just like three or four times.
Celebrity crush just that you have on. Smell their breath.
Yeah, maybe you could pop his pimples too.
Zintani, do you have a celebrity crush whose breath you haven't smelled?
Gareth Pearson is probably my only male celebrity crush. He's a guitarist.
Okay.
If he smelled bad, I would not be attracted to him anymore. Yeah.
Vikram, wow. The point of this conversation is that despite your square jaw and the fact that you have less body fat than a skinny king cobra, Zintani can smell your tonsil stones across the Pacific Ocean. But I still support you and I think you're handsome.
I'm telling you because I feel bad for men. There's so many men getting rejected. And it's like you guys are just retarded. Like you don't realize. Like it's not because you're ugly. You just
they can fix them.
Annoying or something.
They have the ability to fix themselves.
Zintani, you need to monetize.
Them. No, they can't fix what they don't know. She's the only one that knows. She has to tell. She has to tell you if you have bad breath. I don't. I mean, I might have bad breath. I will never know because.
What did I smell my own breath? Three easy payments.
You need to go. I'm telling you guys, you shouldn't be talking. You should be looking for tonsil stones. And I'm telling you, if you see some stuff come out of your tonsils, you have bad breath.
What she's saying is, like, we shouldn't be on this space right now. We should be in front of a fucking mirror fixing this problem right now.
You should all quietly be doing it right now. And you don't need to say, hey, I found one. Keep it to yourself. No one needs to know, you know, but you should know.
I don't have mirrors in my garage.
I want to know. DM me if you find one. That explains why last time I talked to a girl, she rejected me. Maybe I'm not fucking ugly. Because I'm telling you, you're probably not fucking ugly if you struggle with women. That is.
Should
not
I text
like,
her and ask her if I have bad breath?
No, don't. Just fix it quietly to yourself. Don't let people know.
Please do it and post the results.
I think I should ask her in person.
Aw, that's gay.
I want to know what's on call.
That's weird. Just fix your breath. Don't ask people. Don't do that.
I never smelled tonsil rock. I want to smell tonsil rocks.
I'm still interested how, Zintani, how is it that you're verifying the guitarist's breath? Like, how do you, you're going to any musical, like, venue, you go up there, you get the front row seats.
When men are literally, like, taller.
Reaction problem. He searched many things on our computer.
Okay, Bikram, thank you. To answer your question, men generally are taller than me, so they're leaning down when they're speaking to me. Like, and most of the time when men are speaking to me, it's like I'm at a bar, not even wanting to talk to men, and they just come up to me, okay? And their mouth is right where my nose is, and they're breathing on me. Like, I can smell, I can tell if it's tonsil stones, or if it's that they don't floss, because they're two different kinds of smells, and usually it's both. And
so you like just completely fucked during COVID because everyone was like obfuscating their breath with masks?
This has been a theme most of my life. Most of the men that have approached me, I'm telling you, 99% of them. And it's really annoying because it's like sometimes it's like, dude, you're cool, you're funny, you're smart, you're attractive, but you stink. Like, and I'm not going to say that to them. That's like, so that's fucked. I'm not going to say it to them, but it's like annoying. It's like, you think I'm rejecting you, but you just need to like, take care of yourself. Like get it together. Come on.
Okay, so it's 2020. You meet a masked guy and you really hit it off. And it's like, I don't know, like 2 weeks into dating, right? He takes his mask off for the first time. Yes. Like terrible tonsil breath. Do you dump him?
The mask is not obfuscating what she's talking about.
Oh, yeah. Is it not?
It smells so bad. You guys don't know how bad men stink. They smell so bad, they don't realize.
When Zintani is at a concert, she can't smell the weed smoke.
Can I throw something in there for you guys? So, I used to carry a toothbrush with me. And, I liked the girls, so I was always at the bar. And I knew about this little secret long ago, but I got another secret for all you guys. Here you go. Don't have to carry no toothbrush. You get vitamin C. All right. So get the little kids, or not the little kids, the chewables with no orange in it, no flavoring, no sugar. And what it does is it actually, on contact, destroys bad breath in your mouth. And vitamin C is good for you.
You know what I like to do to pop my tonsils? What I like to do to pop my tonsils is like do like a vocal routine. So when I vibrate my lungs and my throat and my voice box, that vibrational pattern, that wave will, you know, resonate with a different pimple.
So what you're describing, Citizen, is like a self tonsil stone lithotripsy.
Exactly. Thank you, good doctor.
Exactly what I was going to say.
It's like maybe there's a device that can be produced like with little like sound waves and things and just blast these little stones into oblivion. You'll probably get like an anaerobic lung.
We have to make it like a video game so that we can play it though, because it would be boring. It would be like, you know, like when they sell those water picks and people don't use them, like what Zintani's talking about. The reason why people don't use them is because it's not fun. Like if it made little noises like and points or something, or we could rack them up like crypto, it would totally, Zintani would not, this would not be a problem for Zintani anymore.
It's like you're playing the game Asteroids.
I clear out my tonsil stones, or I check for them like every 2 weeks. And I remember like the first time I did it, I was shocked. Like, it is nasty. Everyone should know about this. This should be in the like school. More people need to know this. If you didn't get your tonsils removed, please do everyone a favor.
I must have like really good. I thought there was a conspiracy. It's like the wisdom teeth. I don't know if you guys are familiar with this. The conspiracy to remove the wisdom teeth. Yes, it maybe causes problems with your alignment of your teeth. But it's apparently, like, if you remove the wisdom teeth, it affects like the neural stimulation of your brain, the development of your brain. And so I'm thinking, like, with respect to the tonsils, if it had like a similar effect, maybe there's a breath regulating mechanism of the tonsils that was
Oh, so there may be like a scientific purpose, and you're just basically like extracting that purpose.
No, it's literally what happens is, if you haven't looked at your tonsils, there's like little pockets in them. And bacteria.
No, but what he's saying is maybe the stones and the blood, the bacteria and everything, they're helpful, but now you're trying to destroy them.
Yeah, isn't it natural? It's a natural occurring phenomenon, isn't it? Or like our bodily function.
It is natural.
Oh my God. Stop.
Like earwax. Do you want us to clean our earwax out too?
No,
and shitting is natural too. It doesn't mean you want us to like smear shit all around yourself. Like, this is stupid. People die of periodontal disease. You need to take care of your teeth. Like, I have never had a cavity. People are running around not taking care of their teeth. They stink and they're dying from it. Like, get on it.
No, that's like, dental care is actually really important. Like, if you, anything that has to do with like your, the word is fading on me because I'm a Euro. Like,
if you've got bad teeth, you have like
what
several.
The fuck is the skin called above your teeth? Like your gums, right? If you have like a gum infection, like it increases your risk of stroke by like 20x. It's not even funny.
Yeah, they're also drawing associations now with Alzheimer's too, because the first blood brain barrier is your mouth, your gums.
Right. What about earwax though? That's what I want to know is am I going to be okay?
I think so. As a matter of fact, I was speculating about this phenomena, ear hair. Now, Zintani, if you see a man with ear hair, what are your thoughts? Is it like, oh, wow, this guy, he must be a man that is well, you know, built. High T. Or is it like too much like masculinity for you?
No, I don't care. The only thing looks wise that I'm really adamant about is like, if they're a Chad or they're very tall, there's a lot of retarded women out there. And I think they ruin these guys. So like, if I see a guy who's a Chad, I'm less attracted to him just because, and not in like an unfair way. I'm not saying like I would never date a Chad or anything like that, but I will make assumptions that like, for one, girls have been retarded around them, that they think they can, take advantage, or they're not going to be as nice. Like, and I think that's a pretty fair.
You sound like a femtel.
I just like, I like being in happy relationships. Like, this is a wild concept. I like being treated well. I like treating people well when I'm in a relationship with them. And if they're like very attractive, it's not always the case, but But I've noticed it's very often the case that these guys are assholes. Like, they don't care about me. They don't want to get to know me. They want to fuck me.
And also got That's erection it. Problem.
It's a very femcel way of looking at things.
It's not. It's not. It's like, I'm saying that I'm less influenced by like height and like jawline or all the stupid things that people like talk about.
You it's just not hour ago you said that men are pigs because they see a pretty girl and they put them down and they reject them and they treat them wrong. Well, yet you do exact same thing what you're saying right now. You assume they're assholes and you
what
don't want to
talking about.
You say no. You're like the ultimate femcel.
It's not. I'm not a femcel. What does that even? If I wanted to,
you're a female incel.
Right now,
you're a female
incel. I'm not an incel.
But you could be if you tried, right?
If you really put your mind to it. No, I'm saying that I'm more concerned with someone's character and intelligence. So, like, if I see a Chad, and again, I like pointed this out.
What
I said it's not that I wouldn't date them. It's just a slight negative. It's not a positive for me.
Verified as we were on this space, so I'm no longer a digital midget.
I love the fact that women are out there like referring to like, oh, I spotted a Chad out there in the wild today. He was majestic, but you know, I didn't really do anything. Like, is this a normal thing? It's Sintani. So you can just spot a Chad. It's like universally accepted. It's like a species out there that you see.
There are some Chads that are not fuckboys. I'm just saying there's a high positive correlation between the fuckboy and the Chad, okay?
This is the real thing. It's Bikram. This
is something like women have to be aware of like you don't understand is like I need to be aware of my well-being because I don't want to emotionally invest myself in someone that just wants to sleep with me. Of course I would be hyper attentive to weeding out people that don't actually care about me.
Zintani, like, just for the culture, could you change your username from Zintani to Zincel just for like a day?
Can you explain your definition of Chad, please?
Like conventionally attractive, there's a big push. It's like I view these people that value these things are like the Neanderthals that never evolved. Like the women that say things like he has to be 6 foot. It's like all I hear is that you're emotionally like, first of all, you've never been in a real relationship is the first thing I assume. Because it's just like a weird thing to harp on. They have to be 6 feet tall. So like generally a Chad is like six foot two. They have a strong jawline. They go to the gym a lot. They're a gym bro. That's a Chad.
I'm sorry. I feel like you're literally just reading a post from like an incel forum.
She's literally describing Bikram.
Actually, her boyfriend.
Bikram's a beast.
You can be a Chad and a nice guy. Like I have a couple friends that are really nice people, and they're also Chads.
Is this a dog? Is Chad a dog whistle for something else? Like this has some weird undertones. Yeah, like this really sounds something off. You know.
Yeah, I got
Chad.
It. I got
what is the confusion
we
here?
We used to call Chads that
these
call,
people
are jocks.
Could be nice, but aren't.
Yeah, jocks. Yes, it's the same thing.
All right.
No,
now
jocks
we know.
Are called
now
jocks
we know.
Are called Brads. That's different. Jocks are the athletic ones. Chads are just like handsome dudes, you know, with a dad who's a lawyer.
What? No. Chads are the gym bro, the tall gym bros.
You've never heard the meme Chads and Brads?
No. I don't. Oh, maybe I'm not.
Brads are the.
I thought you're 40 plus. You should know that.
I'm just saying.
Is Brad the kind of dude that's like wearing like those like tight polo shirts?
No. They're the football players, right? They're the guys wearing their jerseys.
That's Thad.
Oh, Thads, Chads, and Brads.
Hey, in fact. Amazing. It's a lot of stereotypes going there, Xantani. It just sounds very, very judgmental.
It's like actually retarded. Like, I can't, what I'm saying is totally reasonable. And it is so much less retarded than when you hear a woman, like, actually doing what men do to women which is the same thing, and it's disgusting. When I hear women saying, like, he needs to be 6'2", or I won't fuck him, it's like, you're retarded. These girls are retarded. What I'm saying is much more reasonable, and it's not objectifying.
But didn't you just say that about the tonsil rocks and the shit in my teeth?
That is not, like, an uncontrollable thing. That's why it's so annoying. It's, like, a very controllable thing that men need to start doing.
What if he has a genetic predisposition to periodontitis?
I don't. Then take care of that shit. I don't know. That's unfortunate.
Genetic predisposition.
Yeah, it's like they're just basically just born damaged. I don't know. Like, there are some people that have a hard time with it. But I think most. I think Zin is right. Most people, it's just they don't realize that they've got bad breath and they don't like do anything about it. Whereas a lot of it's modifiable for sure. Like, use some floss for fuck's sake, kind of thing.
I feel like whenever I go to America and I see someone who's, like, taking really good care of themselves and have, like, a BMI of, like 22 or something like that, I'm, like, immediately, like, impressed by that person. Because it's so easy to... I've been in America just, like, a few times. It's so easy to, like, get fat. Like, every single supermarket, like, encourages you to get fat. Like, it's... absurdly easy to just, like, if you're like on crypto.
Yeah, but we have all the pharmacological solutions handy.
Right. Yeah. Oh yeah, I forgot you have like pill mills where you can just
buy some ephedra, some caffeine, and
acid. Go get yourself some speed over the counter.
Exactly. Go on to Switzerland.
Low TC speed, right? Yeah.
You also have to give it to it. Like, with these prices and inflation, it can still put on a lot of weight and become obese. That's quite impressive. That's impressive budgeting. Nowadays, that's impressive budgeting, I have to say. Yeah, it must be an accountant or some shit.
And bro, I have 300 extra cycle. You're not getting fat. I admire you.
No, like, here's the thing. Like, in America, it's like, you might think that, hey, inflation, you know, people will eat out less at McDonald's because your fucking Happy Meal is $12. But then, like, McDonald's stock and everything keeps going up. Like, people just, like,
it's just because they, like, continue to eliminate, like, a whole, like, segment of the workforce. Like, with each time, like, if you look to the indicator of McDonald's stock going up, just know that, like, that's, like, a significant portion of, like, unemployed Mexicans hitting the streets, like, harassing your children.
I have never seen a Mexican McDonald's worker. They're usually all...
Nobody seems like that. No.
Asian here.
That was, like, the weirdest thing in America. It was, like, when I was at, like, any traffic stop whatsoever, some dude would just come up and, like, start washing my fucking rental car. And I have no idea what to do in that situation. Like, do I tip him? Do I, like,
if it's a squeegee boy,
you drive away quickly.
If it's all a squeegee right. boy, you fucking pay him and you don't refuse if you're
shot. Vought, I hear what you're saying, and I'm not against, like, I'm not saying, like, if you care about the weight of the people you're attracted to, you're a terrible person. Nothing like that. But I disagree with Aristotle. I think it was Aristotle who coined this idea that a person's appearance encapsulates their inner world. I, like, severely disagree with this. And I've noticed, like, this is just not true. It might be because, like, I remember when I was very young, like in middle school, I was also influenced by what culturally I was told was attractive. And I thought that short men were not attractive because I was told that all the time. And then one of my first boyfriends was very short. And I came to realize, like, oh my God, you're an amazing fucking person. Like, you are hot as fuck. And all of this, like, psychobabble from the culture telling us what we should or should not be attracted to. This is something that I feel everyone should grow out of. Like, if you're looking for a life partner and you're basing it on her tit size, you're probably not going to end up happy.
No, I'm not saying I'm like,
yeah, I know you're not saying that. Like, I agree with you to an extent, but I don't think it's that impressive. Like,
if
they go to the gym,
if you're like an American who can, like, ignore all the bullshit that you're, like, being fed all the time and being advertised all the time, and you're, like, a walking symbol of, like, stoicism. Like, it's impressive.
Yeah, like, what he's saying is, like, if so many Americans, for example, weren't fat, then this would not be a discussion. Exactly. But because a lot of them are, it, like, sets you apart in some way. that you haven't succumbed to the machine.
I just like, and I'm open to that. I just think like basing all of it on that is like retarded, because I'd be much more impressed by, like, for example, I'm trying to think of times when I was younger, when I was very impressed or attracted by someone. It was probably that, like, even when they weren't making that much money, they were like very on top of budgeting. Like, they didn't go out and spend like everything that they saved. I found that very attractive, which I think is more important.
So do you have like a top three list of like threshold items? That's like, if I got these three things, it'd be like, all right, I'm probably 90% of the way there. You know what I mean? Like, it's not so much that one thing is the perfect thing to analyze everything. It's that like there's probably some things for each of us that's slightly higher level than the other in terms of our, like, decision criteria. Like, and there's probably like only two or three big ones for most people, I would think. Like, there's some things that you just won't get past. Like if they're like, in your case, you like perfumes and the smell of things matters a lot. I can totally understand why it would bother you. Like, you might be involved with someone who maybe makes less income but smells much better, for example.
I'm more concerned,
if everything else was exactly the same.
I mean, like, for me personally, I'm not as concerned with how much money they make. I'm more concerned with how they spend their money. So if you're making like $100,000 and you're driving a Lamborghini, you're a retard. I do not want you to be my life partner. Like, you're not smart with
me. What if you have a bored AFB?
And I didn't mean to say that, like, it's like money that matters to you. I'm just saying, as like a relative term, like, people have their different criteria, and clearly people have their hierarchy of what they care about the most. Like, there's probably some dudes that are like, oh, it's got to be big boobs or something, or some, there's probably someone else that has to be height. A lot of these superficial stuff, probably everyone has their sort of like superficial thing that they like more than others, only because they're hardwired to some extent.
Isn't it indicative? Like, I view these people as Neanderthals. Like, they never evolved. Like, this was a lesson I learned in middle school. Like, sure, how are you still?
Sure. That's probably true.
I just look at these people that like harp on these things, and it's like, how are you like an adult? Like, that's sad.
I think it's like the higher you go up on the cognitive ladder, the more cognitive things matter to you versus you know, physical things, for sure.
I feel like height, like, as a metric for like dating, is like a hyper American thing. Like, I've never seen it discussed as much in Europe.
Although I think there's some sociologic stuff that globally, if you look at the most sought after criteria by women when it comes to men, height comes in at number one all over the world. It's like, it's not even cultural.
Up. How tall are you?
It's like the most common everywhere in the world. What's that?
Up. How tall are you? Like 6'5"?
Me?
No, up.
Oh.
Pretty sure up is like 6'5".
I think up's AFK.
Yeah, he's AFK.
Hey, I have a question for you. Like, you know, I have a question I want to ask Zintani. Like, you know, if you have in a relationship, does it really matter? Love or materialistic things?
What do you mean? Both of them matter. I would say, like, I'm not prone to falling in love with someone that's a retard. This is like, this is something that frustrates me, because I see,
or like a midget or something.
I would be much more likely to date a midget who has, or I don't know if that's like a improper term. I'm not like trying to be offensive. I don't know. I can't keep up with but I'm not trying to be offensive here. I would be much more, and I'm being totally honest, I would be much more likely to date a kind, intelligent person with dwarfism than
I am talking about the relationship. You know, if you are in relationships, that's mean people can have the ups and downs in their life. Sometimes, you know, bad things happen sometimes.
It's like that little dude. It's like that little dude on Game of Thrones. You're like, fuck yeah.
No, people always like talk in extremes about this. It's like, it's not like I would ignore the fact that they have dwarfism. This would obviously be something I'm concerned about, especially if I'm going to have children. I don't want my children to be judged or like live a hard life or live an unfair life. It would be important. But I'm saying if you gave me two options right now, one is a Chad that will like, he's like a perfect looking man who is really stupid with his money and abusive. And then you like, the second one is a person with dwarfism. Yes, I would choose the person with dwarfism who's kind and intelligent. Absolutely.
What if he has substance abuse problem or bad mouth hygiene? But then otherwise, I would, it's very nice.
Die alone, which is what I mean, is ending up happening. Well,
like, Zintani. If you had already fallen in love with him, and then he developed tonsil stones, would it be over?
No, this is my biggest flaw. This is my biggest flaw in dating, is once I'm in it, it's really hard for me to...
But he's very tiny, so his tonsil stones are also very small.
At that right now.
What if his tonsil stones are fucking huge?
But he's,
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying is like, I'm working on walking away. I'm
like,
bad at it.
Not only are they huge, they're like metastatic. They're going to his like...
But he's short. Maybe the breath won't reach her.
And what if he lost his all money in crypto trading? You are going to stay in that relationship? You fall in love?
Yes, I actually have done that. Yeah.
What I'm saying is my problem is like
once I have fallen in love with someone, I don't leave. It is so hard for me to leave, and I did.
I had a 3-year relationship.
Okay. Question.
It got over.
What if you fall in love with the midget? Bikram, let me ask. What if you fall in love with the midget and he's perfect, and then suddenly when he's 40, he outgrows it and then becomes a Chad?
Technology is getting to the point where like maybe there'll be like little drops you put on the midget. It'll just grow later.
I think like, midget is a bad term. I think like the term is supposed to be little people, to be fair.
What if you fell in love with the little person and he decided to get height surgery like a lot of the tech bros? Would you still love him if he decided to go become 6 feet?
I know
you guys are like toying with me, but I'm like, again, as an autism adjacent, this is frustrating for me because I'm talking about something I think is very real.
It's more like conditional hypotheticals. It's like, what would be the world that universe look like with that person was in your life?
What if you fall in love with
a Chad? I have dated a Chad. I've fallen in love with a Chad. He was also like very intelligent and very kind in the beginning, you know, like but I've never like just looked at a Chad and like salivated and like been like a fucking monkey and like pop my pussy for him. I've never done that. And I see that all around. That's weird.
What if you fall in love with a guy with a tiny penis, like 2 inches?
Bikram, you keep asking about yourself, it seems like, about losing all the money in crypto, tiny penis, all of these things. Like, well, what are you trying to achieve here?
He's setting expectations low, so that way if it's like 2.5 inches, it's all good, right? Like, I mean, you have to kind of bring the bar down. It's important.
No, that was fun. I'm just joking. Sorry. Sorry, Deacon.
I have a question about the technology, though.
I think that women and men both care about the wrong things, and it's cringe.
Okay, so say you're on like a, not a blind date, just like you're on two dates, right? There's like a well-adjusted guy with like a normal job, earns like 120K a year, has like a 401K, is like completely normal, well-adjusted, right? Like witty, quippy, whatever, interesting. But he has tonsil stones. And then there's like someone who's completely the same, lacking a chromosome, no tonsil stones.
One chromosome more.
You're saying, would I date someone with Down syndrome? No. I'm not saying, but hold on. Dwarfism is totally different than someone with Down syndrome. Like, obviously, I wouldn't be able to set up a life and have a life partner with Down syndrome. Like, I don't feel like you guys are listening to what I'm saying. Like, when you're looking for a life partner, I'm saying that basing it off of, like, how tall they are or how big their tits are is retarded. Like, you're retarded if that's your number one.
Well, if nowadays you can adjust the size of a chest, so that's, I mean, yes, it would be silly to base on that. I have a question about the technology. Someone mentioned about special drops or like hide extension surgery. So if a midget would get a hide extension surgery, would it be like very, 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 very long legs and a short body? Or would it just all just be everything a bit adjusted?
Don't they like break their bones like progressively to like regrow them, so it would be like a very
It's like a Wolverine surgery. You get broken apart and then they put metals in between so it grows together.
Yeah, but I think like they're very prone to then like breaking their legs afterwards.
You're like that dude from Unbreakable or whatever. Like you sneeze and you break your spinal cord or something. It's probably not good.
My question was serious because, you know, this is something that people run into a lot when they're dating tech bros, is about 8% of the population gets height correcting surgery and then the, you know, it gets to their head and also they became a Chad.
Is it even legal in the West? I thought this is like some sort of, you know, Asian and Russian type of Mengele hospitals that does it. Like, I know it's a thing, but do they also do it in the US?
I wouldn't know.
Italy too.
Yeah, they do it in every country because some people are born with one leg shorter than the other. So I know that much is actually happening. So corrective surgery is being done. So yes, this is true.
Yeah, but usually when the leg is shorter, because it's much more common than you think, and it can be like, what, half a centimeter? So if you see, upcoming scoliosis, you can fix that. But you have guys who increase their height by like 10, 15 centimeters, which is the little X-Men episode or like Deadpool. Like, honestly, that must be so miserable.
Sure didn't fix my fucking scoliosis, man. My spine looks like a Formula One track.
The most attractive quality, or at least one of the most attractive qualities that I can think of in probably a man or a woman, is like healthy confidence. And this is a concept I've really struggled with and I'm recently getting a grasp on, is that I think that Christianity in the West, or just Abrahamic religion in general in the West, has had a very toxic effect on like what is humility and what is confidence. And I feel like in a large way, this has kind of fucked me growing up, because I learned as a kid, it was very confusing to hear like, be very confident, but also don't be stuck up. Like, have humility is a huge thing, like to be humble. And I think what I'm realizing now is like the most attractive kind of people that I've come across are people that have found this balance or had parenting in a very healthy way. And that I've found these types of people are very confident and they don't brag. I find people who don't brag that achieve things very attractive, because it's like the healthiest balance of confidence. I don't know if that makes sense, but I think about this a lot lately.
Zintani, would you still love me if I lost our life savings in the Women of Web3 NFTs?
If I was already in love with you, probably, which is unfortunate. Like I'm saying, like I would say at this point in my life, I would probably leave. I would probably leave because I'm working on that.
Drew's kind of gets you to validate his sweeping of the floor.
No, I definitely think you're a retard. But if I was in love with you, I'd be more prone to be like, you poor retard. Like, we got to fix this, you know. But that's, I don't
think that's... I have a similar type of question. What if I lost your money in Luna trading, Luna crash?
I've been in relationships where I lost money because of them.
Take your money as a loan and I lost debt in Terra crash.
At this point in my life, I would not give someone a loan that I'm in a relationship with. I would probably like, if someone is looking to me for, I probably wouldn't do that.
Zintani, I just took the money from our joint bank account. I bought some Kamala Horus with it too, and lost almost all of that yesterday.
No, if I'm being honest, if I ever get married, I want to take all the money that I've made in my life, put it away for future kids, and then do the trad life.
Drew is making me get so much FOMO to buy the Kamala Horus right now. I can't even, like, I'm like, I'm thinking about it in my head. I'm
don't
like,
buy it.
Where do I have to go to buy this fucking coin?
Shut the fuck up, man. Like,
yeah, don't buy it. Like, I bought that shit yesterday and lost my ass on it. Fuck that coin.
Me too. No, I feel like bags, dude. What are you doing?
No, fuck that coin. No, but fuck her too.
I feel like I have to own it for the culture, man. It's like two.
I'll send you some stuff. Yeah, I got like 2 million of them or some billion of them that are dead for nothing. I'll send you all of them.
Dude, I got 4 million of them and it's completely fucked. Holy shit.
Wait, what happened to it?
Kamala Horus fucked. She rugged us.
It was a rug.
Stupid rug yesterday, man.
Really?
Wait, fuck?
I lost $1,000.
Kamala Harris started a token? Wait, what?
Yeah, she rugged us, Sintani.
Are you dead ass? Wait, that's not real, is it?
Yeah, the ticker was Horus.
I think they're talking about different Kamala. I think they're talking about Kamala Horus.
Yeah, come on, you're smart.
Kamala Horus.
Sorry, Kamala.
Kamala Horus. It's Kamala.
Kamala Horus is like liquidity pool was rubbed.
This was going to make up for my life.
No, they just jeeted the shit out of it, Steffi. The Sol meme coin game works like this. Everybody buy, like, there's a bunch of people that are sniping it. Everybody buys at the beginning, and then it pumps to like 1 mil, and then all those people will see who can dump the fastest, and then everybody that bought at 1 mil gets fucked. And that's how it works on all of them.
That sounds like one I'd like to buy now.
Yeah, Martin Luther Kong is the other one.
Once they've dumped, right? Like what's left to dump at this point?
Well, you have to wait, awesome. Though. You have to wait, like, because there's a lot of bag holders that are sitting there, like, that didn't dump yet.
Oh, that's
so
true.
I mean, like, Cum Rocket's a perfect example, right? Like, that one sat there for, like, a year of just people dumping it to the ground, and then it's sitting on support for so long that it's good. But I wouldn't mess around with Horus. It's so new.
Geo Bowden and Dolan Tremp are still good. Those are definitely investable. Geo Bowden and Dolan Tremp.
Should start a Doquan SBF spiritual token.
How do you guys feel about
Lulu? Buy the Lulu.
How do you feel about project founders that like abandon their wife and kids and then start a project? Because this is actually something I've noticed that for me, when I see that, I'm like very concerned about the
wait. That's like a subset, like on a Venn diagram of all the human beings on Earth. That's I feel like that's like way in that little far corner, right there.
No, but I've seen this like, very often on CT. About? Like, no, but this is like a common. It's like a theme where these guys abandon their wife and kids, move somewhere, and then start a crypto project. And for me, when I see this, I'm always thinking like that's really like for me that's a negative. That's a very bad sign. Because if they're willing to abandon their wife and kids, they definitely don't give a fuck about you as like a holder. But I've noticed also people in CT don't seem to use that as like a bad indication of the project. So I'm curious what you guys think of that. Like if you see that someone left their wife and kids, started a project, and let's say it seems like a really cool project, would you be more adverse to buying in?
No one gives a fuck about that, Zantani. Everybody just wants to see their number go up.
What if the project works for a very good cause for the humanity? I don't know, hypothetically speaking. Fuck that. No, we're talking about finding alien life. Like fighting Indian life. This is just a hypothetical example.
Fuck them kids.
I'm just saying, like, that's what I'm saying is like, I would be more prone to thinking it's not actually helpful and it's a scam. And I noticed this with like Alex. I don't know if you guys know, like, Machi Big Brother, Alex, Bark, they all like abandoned their families, moved out with Machi. And I was thinking, like, hold on, this is bad news. And it was bad news, but no one seemed to care about the abandoning the family thing.
We're degenerate gamblers. We're all just going for like the third and fourth FIB extension and then we're out.
Yeah, but everyone
why do you
lost
have to abandon
money?
Your That's family to have a why do you have to abandon your family to have some crypto coin? I don't get it.
He can only.
I think what happened though is that they were too much degenerate gamblers. They lost their family, were already in crypto or went to crypto, and then started a coin. That's probably how it happened first.
It might have been, because I think it was something that Machi, because they worked under Machi and it was a rug pull. So I think what it might have been is like get divorced so that they can't take like the profits we're going to make. I don't know why they require
this. This is exactly why we needed Delphi Labs to finish their social credit protocol. So you could see Joe Schmo left his wife in, you know, 2018, started a coin in 2019, and you'd be like, oh, this guy's a shithead. I'm not going to invest in him.
No, but I just think like, you know, if you see a person who, and if you look like statistically, men who are married make more money. I think that it is possibly a positive indicator if you have someone who's been in a long-term relationship, because it means like at least you can draw from that. They likely have some level of empathy or some level of like care that they're not going to do bad things if their family hasn't fallen apart, right?
So you're looking for a social credit score in Web3, is that what you're saying? You want to bring communist China to Web3. You don't floss your teeth, it's a rug.
And anytime I like bring up philosophy,
are you tall and confident? It's a rug.
Trying to have a conversation, you guys are like trying to be contrarian and like meme it and like shit.
Midget all in.
No, I'm like genuinely asking, what do you guys think of that?
No, disclosure. Like,
I think you are wrong
too, and you don't like that.
Okay, if you think I'm wrong, why?
If your founder have his family, that's mean they have, you know, too much expenses in monthly expenses. So the founder going to sell the team token or the treasury token monthly basis. So that's mean they are going to dump. If a founder single, that's mean no family expenses. And he's not going to sell his tokens.
Now, there's a context here when you're talking to disclosure. I mean, the guy actually has a DAO for discovering whether aliens are real or not. Zin, I think you should probably put that into perspective before getting too triggered by him.
Oh. I might be too confident. I might be too confident to give confidence for you to my project, and my height does not classify as a midget. So I'm already getting concerned whether I'll be able to lure you into our community.
Bro, you need to check your confidence. That's overwhelming.
Did you abandon your wife and kids to start this project?
Some of these UFO guys have, actually. Like, you go on the UFO spaces, and you've got, like, guys that are, like, roaming around in the mountains.
running from feds in the car? Like, do you have people like, acting like that?
We have one of them coming to our space. Remember that, Seffy? That one guy from California or whatever?
Yeah, what's his name? Something Eyes.
I forgot. He was a character.
Open Eye. Yeah. Yep.
Open Eyes. Yeah, yeah. So he's like roaming around in the mountains, and like he saw certain mountains that like convinced him that like aliens were inside of them and whatever, and it was awesome. But like the thing is, yeah, that's a whole other combo right there. Like that's a hard, like it's hard to keep up, honestly.
Well,
yeah. Remember there was those like alien witch bitches. That was what it was. Remember that combo?
Yeah, he also told us how to like get over on like he was pretty smart. He knew about lots about aliens and like how to do like business taxes and all that kind of stuff.
And he legit like left his family behind. He roams around in like a VW minivan or some shit running around.
Jokes aside, when it comes to like finance people and C-level executives, they just are so focused on work that their family lives are miserable. And if you want, let's say, a very good CEO running a multi-billion-dollar company, he's going to be obsessed with his company and not with his family. And this is a bit of, you know, you would think you want someone who has a balanced life, but they do not have a balanced life. Most of these CEOs have miserable personal life or no personal life whatsoever. Look at the same Elon Musk that has a fan club of people. He sleeps at his factory. He has Grimes who flies on her jet to his house to get his sperm for kids. But then she divorced him and said, yeah, I can't deal with this. This is abnormal. She still wants to have his kids, but they have no life whatsoever.
He slept with Amber Heard, bro. He slept with Amber Heard.
That's very relevant, yes.
So, What I'm more saying is, like, not to, like, hyper-analyze someone's personal life, because you're exactly right. Like, someone might be not a great husband, but they might be an amazing CEO. But what I'm saying more is, like, is there a value or something that we should be paying attention to if someone is, let's say, a psychopath? Like, someone, the kind of person that will, like, abandon their children and wife just to chase money, I'd be more likely to believe that that person would scam me if he's willing to scam his
it's
family.
It's not ever abandoned. It's called sacrifice for betterment of humanity.
Okay.
Zintani, you're up.
I don't think. Whatever.
Zintani, you're like the stereotype right now. Like, you're like the guy's like off sacrificing his entire life, like, you know, getting wounded on the battlefield, and then all of a sudden it's like he's willing to sacrifice his family. Like, he's literally sacrificing his life for his family. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I feel like there's a disconnect.
My father.
What are you talking about? That character trait is the opposite of what I'm saying you should be concerned about. Yes, if a man is willing to sacrifice his life to save his family, this is something that I would say is a good indication that he's less likely to scam me. What I'm saying is, like, someone that would abandon their family and children in order to pursue money is probably more likely to also scam me.
If he has stock options, most likely... Bikram, wait. If he has stock option plan, he's in the same boat like you, so he's not going to scam you. So, at least in traditional finance, these people who are CEOs, they work for their stock packages and option plans. No one's going to scam you on a base salary. They're gonna try to push. So as an investor, you should be saying, yes, I'm so lucky and happy that the CEO of the company I've invested is an absolute psychopath. If you're an employee, that's a different story. You don't want to work for a person that said that if you are an employee. Now, when it comes to...
He's just basically saying, like, incentive.
Yeah, yeah. Basically. So, you just need to look at the incentives. It's not like, oh, yeah, I beat my wife, therefore I'm going to rug my investors. It's just weird assumptions. These people want to make money. If you're an investor, they're also going to make money for you, as long as you are aware that incentives are aligned. Now, when you look at, let's say... project owners, right? So you need to look what are the token allocations, whether there's vesting, what their portfolio is. If they have full access to everything is unlocked, yeah, it might rug you. If there's a long-term vesting on a project, there's a high chance that they'll want to pump your bags. So you need to look into these things very carefully. It's all number-based, but it seems that you're trying to put some sort of emotional analysis and personal relationship in this case. But yeah, it is dodgy. Wow.
It is incredible how I can say words and somehow none of the words are heard.
Let me be honest with you. Like, you know, if you become a millionaire and Kim Kardashian wants to marry you, you're definitely going to leave your wife and child away.
I disagree with that, Bikram.
Margaret Robbie. I think Margaret Robbie. If Margaret Robbie stand naked in front of you, Margaret Robbie. Stand naked in front of you. What you gonna do, brother?
But in what world is Margot Robbie standing naked in front of you?
Come Kardashian, then.
No, you Margaret Robbie, you need to see the Wolf of Wall Street, bro.
Hey, Seth.
Don't ruin this man's dreams.
The political.
Yeah, everyone has dreams.
Is the same Margaret from Barbie?
There's one more goodbye, Seffy. At least I think so. Elizabeth Warren took a dump from like 12 million down to 4. So if you want to get in on those, that actually might be a good one. TCB just
I kind of hate both the bitches. So like both of these coins are resonating with me.
Yeah, but up is right. Kamala Harris is a rug. But I think that there's a chance Elizabeth Warren isn't, and that might be like the next Geo Bowden.
So. Most of the coins on Solana are rugs, man. Just heads up, but run them up.
Like, imagine yourself, you become a billionaire and Elizabeth Warren stand naked in front of you. What's you gonna do, Ryu?
No, honest to God, I'm a pretty loyal guy. I'm not touching that, and my fiance is very attractive, so I really don't care.
Maybe she is hot inside, you know.
Fuck, I totally switched personas. Yeah, I'm trying to troll here.
Maybe she, Elizabeth Warren, hot from the inside, and she, you know, really sexy and no fats, you know, big boobs. What's he gonna do?
This hypothetical is getting more and more painful to listen to, honestly. Like, big I feel box. Like I'm being invaded. My mind is being invaded right now.
Yeah, I feel like we need CBDCs now.
Hey, Steffi.
I feel like we need...
Steffi, did you see that? I'm going to change the subject back to crypto for a second. Did you see that? It looks like X5s are being turned on the Zephyr network.
What's an X5?
Bitmain's CPU miner.
Oh, their new thing. Yeah.
It looks like there's 141 units that turned on, and it put the hash up to four petahash. So they've doubled it basically, and it's coming out of it's coming out of like Russia or China. It looks like. I'll send you a screenshot.
All right. Yep, it's moon time then.
Yeah.
Because all those retards are going to buy the coin too. It's good because it makes the difficulty much harder for everyone else to get it. So it's like, it sort of helps.
Yeah, it scares me a little though. If Russia's mining it, right? I mean, then is it going to be looked at with regulatory scrutiny?
You, Elizabeth Warren, gonna rock your world.
Yeah, but Drew, the whole point of this coin is that no one can do anything about it. It's just like Bitcoin. So, like,
you're right. Listen,
all they're gonna do is cry about it, like cry more, right?
Love to hear it, man. Yeah, just ignore me. I'm an idiot. It's okay.
If this was like a proof of stake network, and no offense to those, I would be like a little more concerned. But because this is straight up like crypto nerd proof of work in the basement type of thing, like we have nothing to worry about, in my opinion.
I would say like Zephyr is right now like the most cypherpunk coin on the planet. Like the it checks every one of my boxes that ever existed. Like it's pretty, except maybe it doesn't have DeFi or whatever, but that's probably a plus side here because it's less risky in that respect. So, and the anonymous team, oh, that's so good.
Yeah, I wish Cyrydex were anonymous. But that guy, Luke Parker, the lead dev, he's completely doxxed, which really bothers me. And it's a privacy
thing. I noticed that. By the way, you know what, Drew? You sent me that like Twitter space where the Cyrydex people were chatting. Yeah. That's an autistic group of people right there.
It's great. It's exactly how I want my devs, right? Like super autistic and haven't been laid since the Mesozoic, like I said.
That's exactly how they sounded to me. I was like, these guys, man, like they don't get it, do they? Like they don't understand the questions.
Great, dude. You know they're going to do a good job. Like that's just increasing my confidence even more. No families to abandon, Zintani.
Yeah, exactly.
The family started.
They can't get a family to start with.
I'm just saying. I feel like no one's hearing it. But I knew or I suspected that something was a scam because of that, and no one else seemed to value it.
No, you're in principle. You're absolutely right. I think people are just having a little bit of fun trolling. But no,
we are. But there could be some causation or correlation going on too, because like 50% of marriages end in a divorce, and like that would mean that 50% of founders are divorced, and just raw numbers. And then to say that all of those people are scams, like that's not very fair.
Okay, this is where I'm like losing my mind, because I didn't say that, did I?
No.
If you see someone abandon their wife and children in order to pursue money, that is specifically
of course it is. But how do you know that about somebody?
They talked about it. It was open knowledge because the wife was like freaking out.
I can give some perspective, but then you really need to do the math when you do this networking. So in Portugal, the divorce rate is 91.5% per 100 marriages. It's very big. So if you meet a Portuguese founder, you just ask, where are you from? If they say, I'm from Portugal, there's a 91% chance they're going to rug you, say goodbye. In Spain, divorce rate is 85.5%. Also, no for a founder. Luxembourg, 80%. We're getting a bit closer to good founders, but absolutely not. And Italy, 68%. So if you approach a founder, you need to ask them where your team is from. And if you hear Portugal, Spain, Luxembourg, or Italy, you can be rest assured they're probably left their wife and kids at least once in their lifetime, and they're probably going to rug you as well. So you can do this in a smart way. You don't need to wait for their wife to spurg out at the Ethereum event to figure that out. You can just ask them, hey, where are you from? In a very casual conversation. And that way they won't know that you're doing due diligence. They'll just thought you're doing small talk. So just a little few tips and tricks.
Isn't this for tax reasons, though, in those countries where they like get like some sort of like better tax rate if they get divorced?
0% over in Portugal. And so.
Why the men always have to blame? You know, it is possible that he busy in business and his wife fucking with his driver and he caught that.
No.
Well, it's about founders. You won't go to women in Web3 and invest your money. So we're discussing if you see men in Web3 and they're divorced. I mean, we're not discussing women here.
Oh my God, I'm not talking about divorced men.
No, she didn't say that. She clarified that with me. She said that if she saw them leave their spouse to start a crypto, that's a lot different.
Yes.
She clarified that.
I think in that instance, yeah, of course, like they're pretty sus. But I think the rest of the time, you wouldn't really know this information about someone. That's the reality.
Yeah, that's true.
Like it's because they volunteered it and they're being douchebags. So first off, if you're going to be like in a financial instrument of some kind, and if you can't even hide the fact that you're a douchebag, then that's a whole nother reason to be that you're not sociopathic enough and you're probably going to go to zero. Like, because if you're going to be a criminal, you got to be a good one. I mean, it's not like, you know what I'm saying? It's like you don't want to be the bank robber that gets caught.
Yeah. If your personal problems are all over the internet and you married a woman that is screaming about you on that's another thing is like, I've noticed that like when you are dating and someone has crazy exes, this is a big indication to me that something is wrong. Like if your exes are crazy and screaming about you, like, I'm sorry, something's probably not right with you either. Like that's a messy thing that you should be concerned about. And I'm not even saying like, I feel that when I'm talking about this, you guys, or some of you are hearing me like make an emotional appeal, but it's actually the opposite. And it's like what Sefi's saying. It's like, even if you are a bad husband, if you're not smart enough to like keep that shit on lock, then I would be concerned about investing in you.
Actually, I think that's a good point, but I do want to, so in general, anyone who complains too heavily about their exes, I think is a bit of a red flag, but to counter that point, very, very good friend of mine went through two consecutive abusive relationships, so I mean, if he complains about like a crazy ex, people are going to think that he's, you know, oh, maybe he's the psycho, right? Maybe he's a lunatic or, you know, too impulsive. I think he just picks the wrong fucking people, right? Because I mean, you know, lightning struck twice for him. So I don't necessarily think that judgment always is correct, but yeah. I do generally agree.
Yeah. And sometimes when you make but this is the thing, right? Is like, if you're making, an assumption on someone based on like, their exes, there's going to be people that you hit in the crossfire that like, let's say are not really guilty of something bad. But I think it's still important to have those or be aware of those things. Like if you're dating someone and the girl says like, all of my ex-boyfriends have like, abused me, I would be very concerned about dating her. Because if every single person that she's dated, she's saying that they've all hit her, like something's not right there.
A lot of
like,
reasons maybe to hit, huh? I'm not saying it's a good thing.
No,
but
no. Wait, hold on. That is not the conclusion I jump to. I jump to like, maybe there's an honesty problem. Because in my experience,
what he's saying
not
is like, she's just really hittable for
someone. Willing to like hit. So like, I would be concerned if I were a man about, like getting accused in that case of something I didn't do, which does happen sometimes. I don't think it's often, but it happens sometimes. In the same way, if there's a man that I hear all of their exes accuse them of hitting them and they say they didn't and their exes are just crazy, I would also be hyper cautious of that.
Okay, I just have a serious question to test whether you're gonna walk the talk and put your money where your mouth is. So if I go back to my wife and kids, are you going to invest into our pre-sale?
Wait, are you saying
he's
that
got you? He's got you over a barrel there. You got to buy his fucking coin, that's for sure.
No, I'm not saying like I would invest in someone who has a. I'm just saying I'm bringing up the idea that, like, for example, when Seffy says that he's been in a long-term relationship with his wife, they, I do draw a conclusion there that, okay, he's not like emotionally retarded. He must have some level of empathy. He must have like problem solving skills to a degree to be able to be married. Like, I see these things as like a positive indication that if Seffy started a project, I think he would be less likely than others. Let's say that abandoned their wife and kids, for example, to rug me. Not saying that it's foolproof, but that it's a good, it's a positive indication.
What if you found out Seffy's wife is Amber Heard?
What?
I'm saying that Seffy's, what if you found out that Seffy's wife is Amber Heard? Amber Heard, Johnny Depp's wife. You know that terrible woman.
What? Was there a certain element of their relationship that you enjoyed the most, Bikram?
The brown sheets.
Yeah, I was waiting for him to answer. But...
I know, I'm just kidding, brother.
No, I think Margaret is better.
I like when Bikram plays McLovin better than J-Pal.
McLovin is a real person, and I'm not a McLovin.
Nearly.
I just like the Hawaiian music and the Hawaiian, like, laid back Bikram is more chill.
What if you guys found out Satoshi had left his wife and kids explicitly for to make Bitcoin?
And gave them zero Bitcoin?
Yep.
Send it to the burn address, the family wallet.
The conversation that I'm trying to have is like, I would be shocked. I think I would be surprised. Because if I were to imagine Satoshi, I would imagine that he would have a wife and kids, probably.
Maybe he had the.
Well, I just want to. I got to blow this up. Listen, there's plenty of examples of like rich people with trust funds who completely abandon their children. They are successful, but they still abandon their families. So what's the, how do you cope with that, Zintani? They made good on their deals with the business, but they still abandoned their children.
That's what I'm opening the discussion up for, because I'm open to being wrong. I just want to hear the consensus here, because my immediate, idea is that like someone who is more trustworthy in business is more likely to have like a stable long-term relationship than someone who's not. So I'm that's why I'm asking, like, what do you guys think of that?
I gave you a good answer, Jeff. But you thought I was making fun. Like, if you're an investor, you should be looking for a psychopath that only sees company and money. If you're looking for an employer or a business partner, that's where you can make some sort of conclusions that, okay, if you threw your family under the bus, then you might also throw me as a partner or a client or a employee to throw me under. So your point is valid, but you started a discussion as an investor, which completely means different. So you need to see where the incentives are aligned. Like, I wasn't like, yeah, of course I'm shitposting a lot, but
Jeff Bezos, just like, he went and like, I guess left his wife or whoever. She seemed like a hyper liberal chick, which is like this weirdo. And then he went and like met like the Mexican Latin American somebody with like the lip filler thing, looks a bit weird, but then went out with her, and then he started dumping all the stock on everybody. Like, he started like selling billions of dollars worth of his stock. And then his strange ex-wife, she decided to donate all of her money, like, I guess sell all of her stock or donate all of her money to like some like random left-wing groups. And I don't know if that's going to dump the price of stock and stuff too. So these people are all crazy.
Yeah, was Bezos stock dumping recent? Because Amazon's also at like at all-time highs.
Yeah, he's been dumping a lot.
It's also recently. Reasonable. Is it what's the U.S. supermarket chain that all the siblings are dumping 1.5 billion of stock?
Walmart.
Yeah, the Walmart family.
Walmart
dumped 5 billion in stock. Barely affected the stock price. Yeah, dumped, because I have a feeling they're just selling at some tops as well. It seems so, at least.
Anyway, whatever it is, Jeff Bezos is funny that way.
Yeah, he went from a liberal lady to this Chad Latina.
Something like that, yeah. I think I'm going to drop off for a bit. I've got to go and like do some work at the moment. And if I have some time, I'll hop back on this evening. I'll be at work anyway tonight. They just called me about something to take care of. So I'll catch up with you guys later before somebody dies or something. See you later, guys.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary fall. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lace, stacked in non-toxic just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege, commanding all the management to grab a few Z's. And then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats. And if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Two spaces.